Today, we'd like to see the title of excellent ministry in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verses 1 to 6. For online courses of people, we suggest three questions. Question 1, in verse 1, now this is the main point of the things we are seeing. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Who is such a high priest? First question, who is such a high priest? Question 2, in verse 2, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. Can you explain the true tabernacle with verse 5? Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle? For he said, "She that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." Last question in verse 4. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law. Why did this author use the present tense of "there are priests who offer the gifts"? That's the last question. To understand chapter 8 in context, we observe previous verses, chapter 7, verses 24 through 28. Verse 24 of chapter 7, but he, because he continues forever, has unchangeable priesthood. So God continues forever. God has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So Jesus is now our intercessor when we pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is an intercessor for such a high priest. So obviously here in the context, such a high priest, Jesus Christ, was a fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. So Jesus is sinless and has become higher than heavens. Here, heavens plural. So we see heaven three levels. So first of all, up to cloud, we saw the first heaven. So second heavens is the galaxy area. That is second heaven. Beyond galaxy, the third heaven. Third heaven, invisible heaven. So that heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ sit at the right over hand of God the Father, above invisible third highest heaven. So that means here, become higher than the heavens plural, so all higher than all three heavens, who does not need daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the peoples. So in the Old Testament, so high priest, when he received certain sacrifices from people, so he in order to sacrifice, or in order to offer sacrifice to the Lord for a particular person in Israel, so before sacrifice, before offering sacrifice for particular people, he, the high priest, should offer sacrifice to cover his own sin. So here, you know, talking about that here. First, for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself. But Jesus Christ by himself, as a sacrifice, sinless sacrifice, offered to God. So Jesus doesn't need to offer sacrifice for first himself, because Jesus is sinless. So for the law appoints as a high priest a man who have weakness. Weakness is also a part of sin, because sin original word in hamartia. Hamartia meaning Mr. Target, set up, you know, by God. So because of human weakness, so all human are sinners, you know, too. So weakness, trespass, you know, the intentional, you know, sin, you know, unintentional sin, everything considered as a sin according to New Testament original word in Hebrew, Greek word. But the word of oath here, the oath is a one-way promise, irrevocable. So they cannot, you know, turn his word back. They can. The other word is the oath. Here, God made the oath, which meaning God made the unilateral, irrevocable promise. So who came after the law appoints the Son who has been perfected forever. So this one, a particular Bible verse, Psalm chapter 110, verse 4. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. So who is Melchizedek? Melchizedek meaning means king, Zedek means righteousness, so king of righteousness. So Abraham made an offering to Melchizedek in the Old Testament. So Abraham made an offering and tithe to Melchizedek, which meaning Melchizedek was higher than Abraham. So the Old Testament priesthood came from Levi. Levi, who was Abraham's grandson, so first grandson. So basically, Jesus come from above Abraham, Melchizedek's order. So it does not mean Melchizedek is Jesus, but the Melchizedek order Jesus become high priest. You know, that is the last time, you know, we covered that. Then verse 1, chapter 8, verse 1. Now this is the main point of the things. This is the sum of the things. Basically, this is the summary of things. We are saying we have such a high priest, which meaning, in summary, we have such a high priest. As I talked previously from chapter 7. So therefore, high priest is the Lord Jesus Christ, and high priest in this context. Then, who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heaven? Majesty meaning, you know, the Almighty, you know, God the Father. So we could find out, you know, many verses. Jesus Christ right now, he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God the Father in the heavens. For example, Mark chapter 16, verse 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Also, Luke chapter 22, verse 69. Hereafter, the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the power of God. book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 55, you know, Stephen martyrs case, but he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, looked at heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Why Jesus standing? Jesus want to accept Stephen's soul and spirit. Then Romans chapter 8 verse 34, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. So Jesus is intercessor. That's why we pray to God the Father always in Jesus' name, which meaning Jesus is an intercessor or mediator. So that means Colossians chapter 3 verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. So last time we explained, you know, Jesus' death, the meaning when you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So my older life, was dead. You know, then is coming from out of the water. That is a symbol, is new life, you know, with the Holy Spirit, you know, with the Spirit of Christ. So that's why, you know, the resurrection is important, because after the resurrection, the Holy Spirit come upon all believers. So without resurrection, our faith would be meaningless, empty. So that's why, you know, the resurrection is important. Also here, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, who being the righteousness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purchased our sins, sat down, you know, purchased our sin, which means Jesus' bloodshed, you know, Jesus himself as a sacrifice is to purge our sins, you know, bloodshed, you know, cleanse away our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. After Jesus was ascended into heaven, so now Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God the Father. Also Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13, but to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. You know, the last, until I make your enemies your footstool. You know, what does it mean? Basically, Jesus' enemies are Satan. So also Satan's followers called as a devil. So also the people controlled by, you know, devil, you know, ultimately by Satan, are, you know, unbelievers, non-Christians, those things. Those are Satan, at the beginning of a millennium kingdom, were Satan and devils cast out into bottomless pit. They talk about the book of Revelation, you know, chapter 20. Then is at the end of a millennium kingdom, all, you know, Satan, devil, also follows over devils, will, you know, into the lake of fire. Lake of fire says that times they will be gone. So that means, you know, until I make your enemies your footstool. So God said, I make Jesus' enemies Jesus' the footstool. You know, until then, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 13, from that time, waiting till his enemies, so Antichrist, are made his footstool. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. What does it mean, the author of our faith? and finisher of our faith. So our faith, you know, basically faith requires God's word, hearing by, you know, God's word. You know, that is a faith. Faith by hearing, you know, by hearing by God's word. That is the faith. So Jesus is the author. So the God's word, you know, because the Bible talks about Jesus. So without Jesus, no God's word. So that's why Jesus author. So finish, what I mean, you know, the faith is, Hebrew's definition, substance of things hoped for in future. For example, we, you know, gave, you know, testimony, one brother, he lost, he couldn't get job, but we prayed, you know, for employer, you know, his heart, you know, to be changed. So like hoped for getting job, that's you know, faith. That is a finish. When finish? When, you know, he got job, that's a finish. So that meaning. So here, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So when, you know, Jesus was crucified on the cross, actually Jesus' body was naked. So very shame, but Jesus despised the shame, you know, before the people. So because Jesus loved us so much. So 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. So this is a basic structure, pyramid structure. This is the earth above, you know, spiritual is authority powers. So obviously good, you know, the spiritual creature we call angels, but the fallen angels is we call Satan, Lucifer, you know, devils, you know, that kind of. Above that, the heaven, so Jesus sit at the right hand of God. You know, so that kind of meaning. Revelations chapter 3, verse 21, to whom who overcomes I will grant to sit me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. So Jesus said, you know, so I will grant to sit with me on my throne. So basically who, you know, to him who overcomes, basically all believers, whoever keeps faith faithfully, Jesus, you know, gave him promise, I will grant to sit with me. So here, you know, we know, you know, one sister, you know, faithful sister, her name is Julie Blackmon. So we know that Julie Blackmon now is with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So that kind of thing, Jesus, you know, gave it, you know, the granting, you know, promise. Then, Revelation chapter 4, verse 2, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne. Here, I, meaning Revelation author is John, Apostle John. I was in the spirit, and behold, look, a throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So he saw in spirit. So Jesus, you know, sat, you know, on the throne. So many, you know, relevant verses we see, you know, Jesus now sit at the right hand of the throne of God the Father in heavens. Then is verse 2, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. So here, what, you know, does the true tabernacle meaning? So here, you know, basically, true tabernacle, the contrary, opposite word, we can say copy. So here, you know, true one, but the other one is copy or duplicated. That is a pattern. So in heaven, they are in a sanctuary there. The copy over the sanctuary in heaven is Moses, God, you know, ejecting a copy over the true tabernacle in heaven. Here, true tabernacle meaning true tabernacle located in heaven. Jesus Christ sat throne in true tabernacle in heaven. So that means, and compared to, you know, verse 5 here, instead of, you know, copy, say verse 5, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly thing. Jesus is not copy. Jesus is a true heavenly thing itself. Jesus work as a high priest, not like a copy thing, you know, an earthly thing. You know, in the Old Testament, you know, the movable tabernacle, right? Like a tent. Then is coming on Solomon Temple. Then is Jesus' ministry on the earth. That time, Herod Temple. So then is 70 AD, historically, the Titus Roman general destroyed, you know, Herod's temple. Then is Muslim, you know, they occupied their land. So today is a lot of part is a Muslim temple. Only a part, you know, left over to Herod temple. You know, like that kind of old story. Here, true tabernacle, which means true tabernacle in heaven. So not copy. Verse 3, for every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifice. So high priest, the role in the Old Testament, before the people, he was the representative of God. Before God, he was a representative of people. That's called intercessor or mediator role. That is a high priest. So they can, so then he, they made in a lot of, you know, offering. We know that burnt offering, trespass offering, sin offering, you know, some, many kinds, grain offering, you know, many kinds of offering. Offering meaning basically give animal, you know, sacrifice or in grain or something like that. That is offering. Here, therefore, it is necessary that this one, who is this one? The Lord Jesus Christ, this one, also have something to offer. So basically, high priest required, basically made an offering, you know, to cleanse away sin or to cover up sin. Basically, in the Old Testament, to cover up sin. Then, you know, make a restore and fellowship with God, you know, like that. So obviously, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, by himself, as sacrifices, he offered himself, you know, to the Lord, to God. You know, so that one. So, but Satan always accuses day and night without ceasing. So we know that in, you know, Job, you know, chapter 1 in verses 7 and 8, that, you know, the example, and the Lord said to Satan. Satan also creature. Lord is a creator, but the Satan creature, spiritual creature, which meaning no body. Now, but Satan spiritual creature, but Satan is means accuser. So resistant against God's will. That is Satan. Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth. So Satan going everywhere, from working back and forth on it. So Satan tried to destroy, you know, any people, yeah, you know, that fall down, you know, go back from God. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil, so avoids evil. Then Satan said, but now stretch out your hand and touch. First time Satan suggests that if you take over his possession, all of them, he will curse you. He would curse you like that. Then is God said, now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. Yes. Satan answered like that. Then is the Job is never cursed in God the Father, even if he lost all possession, all 10 children, you know, like that. His wife, you know, just suggested, you know, you curse God and you will die or something like that. So the Job, you know, continually keep on in his face. Then is Satan asked, chapter 2, verse 5, but straight up, now take out, you know, the Job's health. First take out possession, then you take out the health. Stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he, Job, will surely curse you to your face. But that time Job is murmuring, kind of come out, you know. So that kind of come out. Here, you know, we can see Satan's follow devils always trying to accuse us, try to make us fall down from the Lord. Yeah. But we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God see us as a right tears in the Jesus righteousness. He says God consider us as a righteous in the Jesus righteousness. That's called Jesus righteousness is imputed to us. Yeah, somebody, you know, accuses me. So accusing matter, most of them are true. But God consider me as a righteousness, because Jesus righteousness is imputed me. That's why we require to be sanctified, to be daily. So we should repent by we washing of waters by, you know, God's word, to be sanctified, to be just like Jesus Christ. In verse 4, for if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gift according to the Lord. Because Jesus were on earth, Jesus would not be a priest. Why? Jesus came from Judah, not Levi. So Judah, the first son of Jacob, but Levi, the third son of Jacob, God specifically only Levi to be qualified to be priests. You know, that's why, you know, Jesus obviously he wouldn't be a priest, you know, on earth. Since there are priests who offer the gift according to the Lord, there is a third question, why here present tense? Because the author wrote this Hebrew book 64 AD, before 70 AD, Herod temple destroyed by Titus. That's why here high priests are. So also high priest at that time, two high priests. So in New Testament we know that one high priest coming from, you know, Old Testament role, but the other high priest appointed by Roman government. So Roman government appointee is the son-in-law over, you know, the Hebrew, in, you know, Old Testament, the successor, you know, high priest. And so we know that. That's why here, you know, high priest is a plural, you know, coming out. Verse 5, you know, let it explain who served the copy or example and shadow of the heavenly thing, because the earthly thing is the copy of the true tabernacle in heaven. So as Moses was divinely instructed, or was instructed by God, when he was about to make the tabernacle, that is a copy, the tabernacle, over the true tabernacle in heaven. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern, exactly without mistaking. So 2 days ago, we saw, you know, the Old Testament scroll, Hebrew writing copy in the conference center. So they wrote is a Hebrew word, very, very precisely, you know, without any mistake. That's awesome. That's why exactly God asked Moses, exactness, without mistake. So that's why, you know, Moses copied, of a true tabernacle in heaven on the earth here. Then shown you on the mountain of Sinai, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry. Jesus is play a role of a more excellent ministry rather than utterly priest ministry. Why in a more excellent ministry? So we know that, you know, unchangeable priest, meaning Jesus forever, you know, high priest, intercessor in heaven. You know, that's why, you know, excellent ministry is to intercede to God, you know, between believers and God. You know, that's why Jesus' role, ministry meaning service, Jesus' intercessory role. In as much as he is also mediator here, the mediator, which means intercessor, over a better covenant. Better covenant means new covenant, not an old covenant, which has established on better promises. So we can see verse 5 in a divinely instructed an example, Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 4. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that burned, and the tablets of the covenant. So basically, the tabernacle, eastern side, is we call it a sanctuary, but behind the veil called the Holy of Holies, or the holiest place. There is the Ark of Covenant square box. That is the lid, is we call, you know, mercy shed. So once a year, high priest, you know, bring the blood of animal, you know, put in, you know, mercy seat for the people's, you know, sacrifices. They call, you know, Yom Kippur. They have to talk about the Book of Numbers, you know, chapter 17, you know, basically every Yom Kippur or the Day of Atonement. Yeah. The day is the Hebrew, you know, calendar is set here, the number 768. Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and each of their leaders gave him a rod apiece for each leader according to their fathers. This one's different thing. Here, 7th month and 10th day. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29 said, this shall be the Yom Kippur, a statute forever for you in the 7th month. That is a Hebrew lunar calendar. So our calendar might be September. Our calendar. This is lunar calendar. 7th month, 10th day. Jewish day starting sunset. That's just starting. So, you know, 10th day, you know, sunset, you know, time. So our calendar, you know, September 10th, you know, sunset, you know, that kind of day. That day starting, you shall afflict your soul. Do not work at all, whether a native of your own country or a stranger who dwells among you. So that time high priest, the cat caught, you know, two ram, you know, one lamb, you know, ran away into mountain, the other lamb killed. So first, you know, cleanse the high priest's sin. Second, the cover up, you know, the people's sin, you know, that's called the Yom Kippur. So like that. So continue to explain, you know, the most holy place inside the Ark of Covenant. So inside there, here, golden part that had the manna. Manna coming from, you know, God, for 40 years wilderness of Israelite forefathers. That is a manna to show up, you know, God and preserve the children of God. And that is a manna is there. Then is Aaron's rod that, you know, breathed, actually almond, you know, the fruit, you know, the breathed. Almond breathed Aaron's rod there, because the other, you know, 11 the tribes complained, why, you know, Moses chose, you know, Levi to Aaron's as a high priest, because they want to know really whether or not, you know, God ordained, you know, Aaron's as a high priest, you know, that talk about Numbers chapter 17 verse 6 to 8, you know. So then is Moses brought, you know, each rod, you know, into the most high place. Then next day Moses went into tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted and put forth the birds, had produced the blossoms and yielded ripe almonds. That's why, you know, God, you know, showed up, you know, Aaron's was appointed according to, you know, God's law, that kind of thing. Better covenant. Then, you know, let's see each question. In verse 1, now this is the main point, or the sum of the things we are seeing. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Who is such a high priest? The Lord Jesus Christ, right, in the context. Question 2, in verse 2, a minister, here minister means Jesus Christ, you know, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, not here, true tabernacle in heaven, not on earth, which the Lord erected, and not man, but on the earth tabernacle, man erected, right? So, but the Lord himself erected. Can you explain the true tabernacle with verse 5? Verse 5 basically a copy of the true tabernacle in heaven here, who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see there, you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain of Sinai. So true tabernacle means true tabernacle in heaven. Yeah. That is last question 3 in verse 4. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, because not tribe of Levi, but tribe of Judah. That's why Jesus could not be a priest on earth, obviously. Since they are priests who offer the gift according to the Lord, why did the author use the present tense of they are priests who offer the gift? Because at that time, 64 before 70 AD, that time they were serving, they were make offering gift, you know, into in a sanctuary. That's why, you know, the present tense. But the 4 years later, so temple is gone, it was completely destroyed. So, you know, only partial and left there, you know. So obviously they couldn't, you know, the server, they couldn't make her offering, you know, before the Lord. So let's sing, you know, all together the last song here on bulletin. Then we conclude today's Bible study.